This is Detroit Lions Football Game Day on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you in part by Ford Motor Company, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Blue Care Network, Xfinity from Comcast, Henry Ford Health System, Bud Light, McDonald's, ABC Warehouse, Consumers Energy Business Solutions, Blue Diamond Almonds, 5-Hour Energy, and Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Today's game is brought to you locally by Citizens Bank, U.S. Park, Crown Royal, Lucido Fine Jewelry, Flagstar Bank, Buddy's Pizza, Protect Cell, the University of Toledo, Health Plus of Michigan, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Crittenden Hospital Medical Center.
From Ford Field, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
Yet except for the 35th all-time meeting between these two franchises, the Lions lead the all-time series with a record of 23-11. Coin toss brought to you by Lucido Fine Jewelers for Metro Detroit's most beautiful engagement rings. Lions won the toss they've elected to receive. They will move left to right across your radio dial. Opening kickoff brought to you by the new 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. We are ready for action, prime time in downtown Detroit, Lions and Falcons.
Big night, Saturday night football, prime time, before Christmas, the holiday spirit. Doesn't get any better than this, Dan Miller.
Lions have had 5 prime time appearances this year. That was on the schedule. This is the 5th. They lost the first 4. A lot of talk at Allen Park this week about showing the folks around the country that they can play a little bit. Haven't been able to do that too often in these games. And beating a 12-2 Falcon team would serve to do just that. Lions set to get it. Here's the kickoff with Stephon Logan back deep. Matt Bosher drives it. Logan to his right and watches it sail out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. Lions will take over first and 10 at their own 20. Down to the sidelines we go. And Tony Ortiz, T.O.
Dan and Jim, and talking to a couple of players in the pregame, they believe the running game is going to be critical to the Lions' success this evening. In fact, the Lions have struggled in that area, or the Falcons, I should say, have struggled in that area, allowing just over 5 yards per run so far this season. One other thing of note, they expect, in talking to an assistant coach, the Falcons to blitz tonight. As somebody once put it, if they can't stop it, they're going to see it until they prove they can stop it.
All right, Tony, thank you. Lions come out. Jumbo package, Riley Reiff in there. They've also got fullback Sean Chappis in there. I formation behind Stafford. LeSure the deep back. Stafford digs in, takes quick throw right side, got it to Calvin. Calvin at the 20-yard line, dives forward to the 24 and close to the 25. Tackled by Asante Samuel. No, they're going to say he was down at the 23. Looked like he stretched out and got more than that, so that's a 3-yard gain on first down. It'll be 2nd and 7.
Interesting thing to watch with this Atlanta Falcon defense. Where they play Abraham and Bierman, they'll move them left and right. Now we get a timeout, Detroit. What's that all about?
Lions are going to take a timeout.
30-second timeout.
One play into the game. Not sure what that's all about. Dylan Gandy is coming to the sidelines. Maybe there was a personnel mix-up there because he's coming over. He was in the huddle, and now he comes to the sideline. So I don't know if he was not supposed to be in there in that package or what, but whatever the case, the Lions have to burn a timeout here early in the first half.
Don't like to waste one that early, but back to the point about the Atlanta defense. Really good player, John Abraham, his 13th year out of South Carolina. Defensive end, and he and Croy Bierman, who's a fifth-year guy out of Montana, they play those end positions. They really bounce them back and forth, left and right. Move them around, try to find the matchup that best takes advantage of their skill.
2nd down and 7 for the Lions. Here we go. Stafford out of the gun. He's got the football, fakes the inside handoff, sets throws, got it complete. It is caught. Heller with it across the 25 to the 28 with a flag down. Steven Nicholas with a tackle after a 5-yard gain. Let's check out that flag. Our referee for this evening is Gene Sterator.
The interesting thing on that play is Riley Reiff was out there playing right tackle for Gosder Charles. See what the flag is.
Reiff back out of the game. Still haven't heard from Sterator on that flag.
Number 71 had reported as eligible on first down. However, the timeout that Detroit had called absolved him from foul of being ineligible on second down. There was no foul on the play. It is third.
It is third down and two for the Lions, so they pick up the flag.
In the Christmas season, what do you expect from a referee except to say he was absolved of his foul? I like that.
Well, it's been kind of an odd start. A timeout, the flag that was picked up. Now the Lions, again, little mix-up in terms of personnel. They're down to 10 seconds, and they haven't even broken the huddle yet. Third down and two coming up. They've got to hustle to get this off. Down to five on the play clock. Stafford in behind Rayola. Down to three, down to two. Takes, gives on third down and two, and they're not going to get it. Gave it to LeSure. He got one, needed two, and the Lions are going to have to punt it away. That was not a good offensive possession to start with.
Well, the faithful here at Ford Field letting the Lions hear about it. They felt that third and short like that, they had to come up with something a little bit more creative than a off-tackle slant that only gets you a yard into the teeth of the defense.
Nick Harris to punt it away. He does. Dominique Franks back deep for Atlanta. Takes it at the 26-yard line to his left at the 30. Is hit at the 33, moves forward to the 34-yard line, just shy of the 35. John Wendling with a tackle on special teams. 45-yard punt, 8-yard return. Falcons offense takes over for the first time tonight. First quarter brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM and get the Bernstein advantage today. Well, Lions defense undermanned. They have lost Corey Williams. They have lost Nick Fairley. Lost numerous players in the secondary, and they're going up against an Atlanta offense that can sling it. Matt Ryan with a talented group around him. On first down, Michael Turner, the lone back. Ryan up under center. Ryan on the delay, gives to Turner, tries to bounce it outside. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe picked up half a yard before he's dropped by Cliff Averill and Kyle Vandenbosch.
Try to go with a little lead draw there. Get the Lions thinking pass. It's like you said, Dan, and this is a team that has already, and they got two games left to play, basically, got 2,000-yard receivers, you know, White and Jones. So you expect them to throw the ball around the yard a little bit.
Falcons have scored 51 points in their opening drives this year. That's tops in the NFL. Ryan to throw on second down. Straight drop with time. Pumps now, brings it back. Throws underneath, got it complete. Very close to a first down to Turner, and now with second effort, he gets it out to the 47-yard line. Gain of 12 on the play. Had it wrapped up after about an 8-yard gain, but Turner just kept those legs moving and picked up an extra four and moves the chains.
So one thing about Atlanta that's different is that you know that they've got these great receivers. Two of them over 1,000 yards. Tony Gonzalez, an all-pro, all-Hall of Fame tight end. But they are a check-down passing team. Their tight ends and running backs make a lot of plays.
Two tight ends set for the Falcons on first and 10 from their own 47. Ryan to throw. Rolls to his right. Comes back, throws. Got it complete. It is Turner again. And he got to the 48-yard line for a gain of one, and that's about it. Dropped by Ndamukong Suh. It'll be second down and 9.
Two completions, two checkdowns. I mean, that's what you've got from this offense right now. As Matt Ryan, I think, is feeling a little bit of pressure, even though he hadn't gotten hit. He is coming off his wide guys and going to his check down safety valve.
They go to a three-receiver set. Harry Douglas is in there. He goes to the right along with Roddy White. To the left, it's Julio Jones. Jaquizz Rodgers, good receiver out of the backfield, is in there on second down and 9. Ryan up under center. Ryan takes, gives to Rodgers, running left, hit, drop. Nice job by Justin Durant coming up to drop Rodgers right at the line of scrimmage, and that's going to bring up now third down and 9.
That's a great play by Durant. That's what you call a fit by a linebacker. The defensive end that side is Vandenbosch. He bangs down inside on the tackle. That leaves that lane outside right where Jaquizz Rodgers goes, and Durant filled the hole beautifully.
Got to keep an eye on Gonzalez on third down and 9. Ryan back out of the gun, takes, throws, got a complete. Julio Jones with it, is hit and dropped short of the first down in Lions territory at the 45-yard line. It's a gain of 7. It'll be fourth down and 2. Chris Houston, nice job. Soon as Jones caught that, he knew where the flag was, came up, dropped Jones, and put him in a punting situation.
No yak. Big key defensively, especially on a completed pass. With 8 yards to go, you hold him 2 yards short, Good job, Chris Houston.
Bosher to punt. Logan standing on the 8-yard line to our left. Bosher's got the football. Drives it with his right leg. Hangs it high. Logan calls for a fair catch and makes it right at the 10-yard line. And that's where the Lions will take over. We're scoreless in the first, 10-11 to play. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA, estimated 16 city, 22 Iowa miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter, Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter, and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
In Michigan, family and tradition matters. The Sam Bernstein Law Firm has both. A great Michigan family and tough, smart lawyers. A long, long tradition of fighting and winning. Over the years, thousands and thousands of families have turned to the Bernsteins at 1-800-CALL-SAM for help. If you're injured, they're ready to help. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. I trust them, and you can too. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
For healthcare coverage that changes when life changes, go with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. It's comprehensive coverage that's flexible. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com.
Today's Bell Tire first half contestant is Barry Burke from Detroit. If the Lions score a touchdown this half, Barry, you will win a $100 gift card and Lions jersey courtesy of Bell Tire. Go to belltire.com and click the touchdown contest promotion button. I was at Bell Tire today.
Were you?
I did, I was.
You weren't Christmas shopping there, were you?
Four tires would not be on my Christmas shopping list.
Cindy,
however, they make it
have
as
a spare
painless
tire
as possible
for Christmas. Getting your daughter a spare tire? That's not very nice.
First and 10 Lions from their own 10-yard line. Stafford up under center, I formation behind him. Chappis in front of LeSure. Scoreless game, first quarter. Stafford takes, going to throw. Stafford back in the pocket, looks, throws left, incomplete. Looking for Chappis out of the backfield, well covered by Sean Weatherspoon. Lions will have to reload, it'll be second and 10.
And that one Matthew threw away. Again, just not getting open. You need receivers to get open. And if they can cover guys one-on-one, guess what? They're going to do it until you prove them wrong.
Second and 10. Stafford will operate from the gun. He's got LeSure to his right. Three receivers in the game. Mike Thomas has checked in. Two right, one left. Stafford takes inside handoff to LeSure. Trying to find a hold over the left side. Not much there. Picks up a couple out to the 13-yard line. Vance Walker, backup defensive tackle, makes the stop. That'll bring up now a third down and 7 for the Lions. Stephon Logan will check in.
I like Logan checking in. The reason I do is because if he stays in the backfield, you might get a matchup with Logan on a linebacker.
And Logan will line up as a back to the left of Stafford. Now he splits out wide left. Two receivers right, two left. Stafford out of the gun on 3rd and 7. Falcons showing blitz, and they were in early. Falcons were in early. Thomas DeCou, the safety, coming on a blitz, and he crossed over.
And I think this is going to be on the Falcons.
Neutral zone infraction, defense. Number 28 was in the neutral zone, causing the offense to false start. A 5-yard penalty, third down.
That's a good call because Gosder Chairless came up out of his stance, but DeCou had come into the line of scrimmage, literally almost had a free run, and that's when Gosder came up. It was on the Falcons.
Lions looking at a 3rd and 2. They had a 3rd and 2 on their initial drive. They ran, did not make it. This year, 3rd and 2 or more, 0 for 6 when they run the ball. Thus, throwing formation here. Stafford out of the gun. 3rd down and 2. Lions at their own 18. Scoreless in the first. Stafford with it. Back, sets, throws. Got it complete. Caught by Calvin. Right sideline. 35. Calvin, 40. Calvin into Falcon territory, slips a tackle, gets inside the 35, and down to the 33-yard line, Megatron goes. That is a 49-yard gain, and with that, Calvin Johnson passes Herman Moore for the number one season in Lions history in terms of yards receiving in a single year. Herman Moore on the sideline being shown on the big screen, giving a thumbs up.
Well, give a big assist to Tony Scheffler. That's a crisscross route. Scheffler comes along, and Calvin rubs his defender off on Scheffler to get separation.
First and 10 Lions from the Falcon 33. Stafford under center, eye formation behind him. Stafford turns, gives LeSure, second back through, gets down to the 30, lost the football, it's free on the ground. It is recovered by Parade Jerry of the Falcons. Corey Peters hit LeSure, that brought the ball loose, Parade Jerry on top of it. And doesn't it just tell you everything you need to know about this Lions season in one play? The big one to Calvin, the fumble, the turnover. Falcons have it. Scoreless in the first. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Our lowest offer of the year is ending soon. Right now, for a limited time only, you can get Xfinity TV only from Comcast for just $10 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Get local programming and the most popular channels. Watch hit shows like The Biggest Loser, Revenge, and live sports, all with crystal clear picture and sound. Call 1-800-XFINITY and get TV starting at just $10 a month for a whole year. Or ask about our other TV packages and get access to on-demand, on TV, and streaming online. Start an on-demand show in one room and finish it in another. Plus, Xfinity offers tons of HD movies and shows and premium channels like HBO and Showtime. So don't wait. Get Xfinity TV starting at just $10 a month for 12 months. But hurry, this offer ends December 31st. Make tomorrow awesome and switch today. Call 1-800-XFINITY now and don't miss out on this great offer. Offer ends 12/31/12. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to limited basic TV service for new residential customers. Call for details.
Let the best take the stress out of holiday shopping. Lucido Fine Jewelry on Shaner and Sterling Heights or Main Street in downtown Rochester. Lucido has the best gifts to fit any budget. Lucido's lineup includes Hearts on Fire, David Yurman, Tacori, A. Jaffe, and watches from Tag Heuer, Breitling, and more. If you're not sure what you're looking for, Lucido's expert staff can help you every step of the way. Begin your quest for the best at LucidoFineJewelry.com. You want to play with the best? Shop with the best at Lucido Fine Jewelry.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. This is Lions Radio 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
First down, Ryan back to pass, wants to throw, hits Roddy White over the middle, White across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Taken down there after a gain of 16 and a first down. So the Lions get into Falcon territory, cough it up, fumble by Michael LeSure. Falcons come right back, and they've got the ball near midfield, first and 10, at their own 47. Scoreless game in the first quarter. Ryan up under center, eye formation behind him, turn to the deep back. Ryan takes, toss sweep left side, Turner trying to get the edge, slips one tackle but not the second, gets to the 46, going to lose a yard on the play. Lawrence Jackson takes him down.
Levy's the big key in this play, though. He gets upfield and gets the first piece of Turner, and that's coming from a linebacker spot. He beats the block of Roddy White. Now, Roddy White has had an injury to his knee, and he was limping around on it on that play.
Turner out, Jaquizz Rodgers in. Ryan from the gun, second and 11. Ryan, hard count, Sue across. And I believe that'll go against the Lions unless he was drawn off.
Encroachment, defense, number 90, 5-yard penalty. Second down.
Again, you get a negative play on first down, then you give them 5 free yards back. It's Brandy. You made the comment in the pregame show. Lions been on national TV 4 times before this and made it a habit to shoot themselves in the foot. I mean, and that's what's happened early in this game. Penalties and a turnover. Falcons now looking at a second down and 6. They operate from the Lion 49. Ryan changing the play at the line. Rodgers remains the back. Ryan takes, gives to Rodgers, straight up the gut, gets inside the 45 to the 44, gets drilled on the play by Lewis Delmas. I mean, Delmas put a big hit on him, but it's a five-yard gain. And it'll bring up now third down and one.
I got some numbers here. You want to talk about penalties, Dan? The difference in penalties between these two teams over the course of this year is astounding. But the Lions have 895 yards in penalty yards. You know how many yards the Falcons have? 380.
It adds up.
It does add up, and that's worth a couple of wins.
Third down and one. Turner back in there. Falcons from just inside the line, 45. Ryan wants the throw off play action. Deep right side. Got White out there. Caught at the 10. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. He beat Chris Houston on the play. Play action fake on a third down and one, 44-yard connection, Ryan to White.
They let Houston alone with Roddy White. Roddy White came into this game questionable because of a knee. On a previous play, we saw him limping around a little bit. But maybe that was for effect, because on that play, one-on-one, straight fly route, and what a great throw by Matt Ryan. Deep ball over the head of the defender, and right into the hands on a wide stretch from Roddy White as the Falcons take the lead.
Extra point coming up. Matt Bryant on for that.
Great throw.
Bryant's ready. Spot down kick on the way. It's up and good. And it is now the Falcons 7 and the Lions nothing. The Lions have now allowed 85 points this year off of turnovers. That touchdown coming after a Michael LeSure fumble. 7-0 Falcons. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get to financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seem to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference.
We get it.
7-0, Falcons are on top. Matt Ryan to Roddy White. 44 yards, 4 plays, 69 yards on the drive, 2:22 time of possession. White had 2 catches for 60 yards on the drive, and it came off a fumble by Michael LeSure. Lions will get it back. Bosher to kick it off. Stephon Logan standing 6 yards in the end zone to our left. Here is the run-up and the kick. Logan will take this. 6 yards deep, coming out middle of the field to the 5, Logan to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, carrying a tackler across the 25 to the 26-yard line. That's where the Lions will take over. Jason Snelling, backup running back, with the tackle on special teams for Atlanta. Lions have it back. They trail 7-0, 5:44 to go first quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
They say, give and you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
A message from one of the co-founders of ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
Gentlemen, going through a divorce is tough and even more difficult when your rights are not being protected. Do you know why it may not be a good idea to move out of the house, or that it may matter who files first, or how child custody, support, and property division are decided? ADAM specializes in representing men in divorce. Call us and let us explain the law, how it applies to your situation, and what should be done to protect you. Call ADAM at 248-356-ADAM. That's 248-356-2326, or on the web at ADAMDivorceLaw.com.
Today's second quarter Michigan made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Today's game brought to you by Brandon Statter, brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, official health care of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
I'm glad people at home don't know what goes on in during breaks.
It's the good stuff. First and 10 Lions from their own 26. Stafford turns, gives to the second back through, Joyc Bell. He picks up a couple to the 29. Call it three. It'll be second and 7. Lions trying to run on this Falcon defense, which came in 30th in the league, giving up 4.9 yards per carry.
Watch tape when they played New Orleans in Atlanta. And in the second half, New Orleans just gashed them with the running game. They can be beaten by the run game. You got to block them, though.
Stephon Logan checks in for Detroit. Second down and 7. Logan shifts, comes in next to Matthew Stafford, who operates from the gun. They give it to Logan. Across the 30. Logan 35. Head down at the 40, and Logan in the 42-yard line. There's a nice run. 13 yards and a first down. Dominique Franks, backup cornerback. They were in the nickel formation, comes up to make the tackle.
Well, and another thing that was working is that they had Bierman, a tight end, a defensive end, lined up kind of bouncing around as a linebacker. He bounced away from where Logan took the football. There was a light box, which means less than 7 guys in the box. They ran at it and got a good yardage out of it.
4:30 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Falcons, first and 10 Lions from their own 42. Stafford on the end around, gives to Mike Thomas. Thomas trying to bounce outside, does. 45-50 and in Falcon territory at the 49. Now they're going to say he's down right at the 50-yard line. 8-yard gain. It'll bring up second down and 2.
Now we're seeing a little bit here. What I've talked about in the pregame a little bit, Dan, is this is Scott Linehan's game. Come up with some imagination on offense so that you gain yardage. You are able to do things without it being Calvin Johnson. And they have so far in this possession.
Two receivers left, one right. Single back, Joyc Bell. Stafford under center. Might be a free play. Falcons jump. Stafford wants to load up. Does. Throws left side. Got Calvin. Makes the catch. Extending to grab it and haul it in at the 32-yard line. Megatron picking up 18. Nice heads-up play by Stafford, who saw Pere Jerry come across. Knew he had a free play.
Offside.
And threw it downfield.
Defense, number 94. Penalty is declined. The result of the play, first down.
When you look at Calvin make a catch like that with the extension and those hands, in keeping with the season, Dan, those hands almost create a manger. And that ball just drops in there, and it's safe and sound.
Calvin, 3 catches, 70 yards. He's now within 112 of Jerry Rice's all-time record. Lions now first and 10 from the Falcon 32. Down 7-0, but knocking on the door. Stafford gives. Joyc Bell finds a hole right side inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line before he's taken down by Chris Hope. Gain of 7, 2nd and 3 on the way. 3:10 to go first quarter, 7-0 Atlanta.
And you got your running back getting to the second level, and safeties are making tackles. Your guys up front are doing a job. The other thing is the cutback lanes against Atlanta are there because their linebackers tend to over-pursue. They're very quick, very athletic, but they try to go too far, and if you cut it back against them, you can find some room.
Ryan Rabisky in for the Lions, splits out to the right. Offset eye, second back through, Joykvel slips a tackle in the backfield and actually fights to get back to the line of scrimmage. Boy, he did not have much to work with. Akeem Dent takes him down, but that play was well diagnosed that time by the Falcons, so the Lions will look at a 3rd-and-3 from the Atlanta 25. Today's game brought to you by ABC Warehouse, official electronics provider of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Lions 1 out of 2 on 3rd down so far tonight, looking at a 3rd-and-3 from the Atlanta 25. Stafford will operate from the gun, pistol formation. Deep back behind him is Joykvel. Falcons shifting around on defense. Stafford with 4 on the play clock brings Calvin Johnson in motion. Now he takes, pumps right, sets, throws, got it complete, caught, 1st down. Rabisky's with it, down to the 20-yard line. Stafford came off his initial look and found the check down to Rabisky and picked up 5.
Good catch by Rabisky, too. That was a tough catch. It was not right at him. He had to kind of turn behind and make a play on a ball that's not totally accurate. But sometimes your receiver's got to help the quarterback out. Rabisky, in this case, does it.
Brian Rabisky's father, Terry Rabisky, coaches the receivers. Very good group for the Falcons. Lions have it, 1st and 10 now from the Atlanta 20. Detroit down 7-0. Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. Pocket holds, drifts back, sets, throws, incomplete. Trying to set up a screen that time to Joykvel. And that pass really wasn't anywhere near where Bell was. Stafford was feeling the pressure. Dangerous, too. Good thing that throw got down.
Yep.
Looked like the closest man to it was Steven Nicholas, one of the outside linebackers.
The Lions' success in the passing game here in the first quarter against Atlanta has been those crossing routes, those routes where it's over the middle, where Atlanta appears to be vulnerable.
9th play of the drive coming up. 2nd and 10 from the Falcon 20. Stafford under center. Turns on the delay. Gives to Joykvel, and he got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Corey Peters stacked him up there. It'll be 3rd and 10.
That's the lead draw where you go with a fullback on the linebacker, and you got to route that linebacker out of there. If he comes up and fills that hole, the running back is forced to go left or right, and that's where the rest of the defense is. That linebacker has got to get routed out of there by the block of the fullback. Didn't happen that time.
Kevin Smith checks in. The Lions 2 out of 3 on 3rd down tonight, looking at a 3rd and 10 from the Atlanta 20. They trail 7-0. Stafford works from the gun. Smith to his left. 2 receivers left, 2 right. Stafford's got it. 4-man rush. Stafford with time. Sets, throws left side. Caught by Smith. Hit and taken down at the 15-yard line by Dante Robinson. 5 yards needed, 10. 4th down, Jason Hansen on for the field goal. Seconds to go in the first quarter. Lions trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. This will be a 34-yard field goal attempt. Hash mark left side. Muehlbach the snap. And there it is. Harris the hold. Hansen the kick. It is up. And it is good. Jason sends it through. And for the 5th time in his career, he has gone over the 120-point mark in a single season. He now has 121 on the year. Lions on the board. It's the Falcons 7 and the Lions 3. 13 seconds to go first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Between frozen toes, a runny nose, and bulky clothes, it's pretty easy to know when it's time to get winter tires, and it's even easier to know just where to get them.
At Bell Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest tire price period on just the right winter tires for your ride. Our experts will help you choose the right winter tire for your vehicle and your budget so you can get where you're going in bad winter weather. And with our optional tire storage program, we'll clean and store your off-season tires in our climate-controlled warehouse so you don't have to lug them home again. Then we'll reinstall them for you when the weather changes.
Wow, a valet service for my tires. Nice. I got the lowest tire price and room in my garage to park the car. I'm beginning to like winter.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire, with over 80 locations there in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.
Tales are told about a mighty maple tree. It's been struck by lightning so many times, Mother Nature's given up. Every night it charms the stars in a new constellations, and it's dulled the blade of every lumberjack foolish enough to try. When we looked for inspiration to craft a new whiskey, we found more than just flavor. We found character. Introducing Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started, maple finished. Crown Royal Maple Flavored Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2012, Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Out there on your own, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is here to help. To learn more about comprehensive and affordable individual health plans from the Blues, go to bcbsm.com/myblue.
13 seconds to go, first quarter, 7-3, Falcons on top. Atlanta set to get the football back. Matt Ryan tonight so far, 5 out of 5, 80 yards and a touchdown, 158.3 quarterback rating. It does not get any higher than that. And you get the feeling, Brandy, the way these two teams stack up, the Lions are going to win this game. They're going to have to score a lot of points.
Yep. The big thing is, I think, again, you got to get some pressure on Ryan. If they can do it with the front four, fine. But they may have to gamble a little bit, like you said. You gambled the last time with a little bit of a blitz. You left Chris Houston alone, and Atlanta scored a touchdown.
Jaquizz Rodgers back deep for the Falcons. Hansen sends him 6 yards back, takes one big step like he's coming out, then takes a knee for the touchback. Jason Snelling said, stay right there. So Falcons will take over at their own 20. We will go back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios and check in with Matt Derry. Hello, Dees.
Hello, Dan and Jim. Thank you very much. Redskins and Eagles tomorrow, 1 o'clock game. Big one for Washington. Currently in the NFC East right now, it's the Skins holding the tiebreaker over Dallas and the Giants, all three teams at 8-6. Also tomorrow, 1 o'clock game, if the Bengals win at Pittsburgh, Cincy's in the playoffs. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, and in fact, you at Ford Field.
All right, Dees, thanks. Matt Ryan to the line. Lone back, Turner. Got two receivers right, two left. Ryan to throw. Drifts back, sets in the pocket. Now steps up, going to run to the 20, 25. Slides down at the 29-yard line. Gets 9 on the play. And it'll be second down and 1. Matt, however, will have to wait. That is the final play of the first quarter. We've played 15 minutes here at Ford Field. And it's the Falcons leading the Lions by a score of 7-3. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flippin' genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
Hey, John, how you doing? So, welcome back to my new and improved dental office.
Yeah, your new waiting room looks great.
Thanks, I'm glad you noticed. All right, so, let's see what we can do about that cavity. Hey, by the way, how's your store doing?
Well, we're really busy these days.
So are we. So, I thought it was about time to upgrade our dental equipment, too.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get to financing?
Financing? Oh, really easy. I just talked to Citizens Bank.
Citizens Bank?
Yeah, they worked with me to put together a loan that fit my plans to grow. You know, they wanted to get to know me, my business, and they helped us get a loan decision fast.
That's great.
Yeah, it sure was refreshing. They really seem to like working with businesses like mine. I mean, they even helped us after we got the loan, you know? Gave us advice on managing our cash flow. Best service I ever got from a bank.
Well, how can I get a hold of them to talk about my business?
You can call 877-CITIZENS.
What's that again?
I said call 877-CITIZENS.
Citizens Bank, member FDIC.